Okay. All right. That wind's pretty strong out there. Is this be just a second?
How'd you make them behave, Miss Daisy?
Well, I talked to them sometime, and sometime I switched to them.
One day a little?
Yes.
Just a little switch, just a little ginger.
Just stinging.
Yeah.
Didn't try to hurt him, just kind of whining.
And that was, that last, that they
that
remember that.
That last, tell if he forget it.
Yeah. Look at that, isn't he a beauty? That red bird up there?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's beautiful. We run out of suet, Miss Daisy.
Said to run out?
Uh-huh.
Look, I thought I see a piece up there.
Yeah, there's a little piece over on this post. Miss Daisy, where did Marty get all her sense?
Who?
George's wife.
I don't know.
Where'd she come from?
That old lady. She was at home. This is, you see, that's Walt Woodard's daughter.
Oh, that's, oh, it is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yes.
Huh. Well, I knew that. I just, yeah. Well, is he pretty sensible fella?
Who? Well, he as lazy as he can be.
Yeah.
Always have been. But Marcy, she's small. If you have any work. He got one daughter in Dead City. Walt is.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got two.
Don't
I think in New York.
And
two
I'll
or three.
Yeah.
In New York.
Belleville. Well,
yeah.
Well,
thank you so much for calling. I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
I've never known her that much. Well, I've seen her, you know, but I never heard her talk much.
Mm-hmm.
She just had too much to
tell my mom.
Yeah.
She don't talk too much.
She doesn't? Not to you?
No, me and her can talk plenty.
Yeah.
If it ain't nobody ever get me and her, we can have a good chat, just us two.
Mm-hmm.
But she don't talk much. Only thing she talks enough, did she make George get a house there from the stand?
But does
she don't say nothing to him?
Oh, she not?
No. If he ever decide to be a one, he build it. If he don't, he won't. Then what is he going to do?
Well, she going to let him say it first.
He going to say it first. And she going to be where he be.
Yeah.
Now, you know, he ought to have sense enough to fix a place big enough for him and her and they three children. He got them three dependents.
All the rest of them left.
Grown out on their own. Some of these children, they've been staying up there in Gainesville with their sisters and their brothers.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what happened up there, but one of them that's been staying up there, she done left. She come home here. She stays around there with her ma and pa. Well, I wonder, how do they sleep? Some of them sleep on the floor, or what's the, how is they doing?
Oh, if there is a floor.
I can't I just don't see. Well, she's tired of staying up there, away from home. All right, if they don't do something, well, she'll go somewhere there. I see she got a sister in New Jersey. You see, one of George's girls is up there in New Jersey. Yeah, if they don't make no arrangements, I bet you anything when they know anything, this young woman will be in New Jersey with her sister. Just on the corner. Her pants, Kelsey's.
But you and Martha have plenty of things to talk about.
Yes, ma'am. We have plenty of things to talk about. That's as good a woman and has been as good a friend as I am with.
Is that right? I didn't
she
know.
She don't
that.
Talk much. But you're talking about a friend, that's one. She been one to me. Well, I don't take nothing to do with her business, you see. Me and her talk about our business. She used to help me, and I'd help her do things, and she moved over there. When her daddy put her out, and she moved over our house and moved over there. I had plenty of wood on my yard. So I told her, I said, now, Martha, I said, long is just a piece of wood on this yard. I said, it's two pieces. I said, one of them yours and one of them mine. She said, I think it. George was in Miami at the time. That's where he was. So me and her stayed there. And she could cut wood like a man. And would do. When she come to get her some wood, well, then she cut me some, too. I tell her, I said, now, you don't have to cut my wood. I said, you just cut yours and I'll cut mine. So me and you children get my wood. She said, well, one kind deserves another. So you give me the wood look like I could. For to cut you some too. I said, you can do tough things for me.
How'd she get the wood home, Mr.
Hmm?
Mr. David? So, how did she get the wood home?
Well, see, she lived in that little house right there below that big house.
Oh, right next to
I you. Lived in the big house and she lived in the little one.
Yes.
So, we told it that.
Yes. Well, that was handy. Mm-hmm. Well, you've been right close together all this time.
That's right. And then you see she had a big bunch of children. They could tote it. And help cut it.
Yeah.
So it wasn't hard.
And George knocked around the right smart then.
Mm-hmm. Still knocking around.
Yeah. He'd go off. He don't go off to Miami now.
No, he ain't going to Miami. He go somewhere else, but he ain't been back yet.
Yeah. That's too far for him now. He don't need to go that far.
As I tell him, George played crazy to his folks and his family. I said, but when he go to Miami, and somebody speak to him down there, I say he uses his brains, he gets himself away from there and don't care about it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he plays crazy to his family.
Mm-hmm. Of course they nurse it, you see.
Yeah.
George, George won't do this. And you know George ain't gonna take that, but if he come out there and do something, he got no business. And they tell him, what if you do it again, or if you don't get away from here? And such a time, he'll face them.
Yeah. He listens to him.
Well, I guess I better get back here and see what that old man doing.
Well, we got to get ready for this cold weather again, Miss Daisy.
Yes, I'm going down and get in me some wood.
Get in you some wood.
That's right.
It's going to freeze tonight, it says.
Yeah, that's what he said. I believe he means.
I think so.
I don't believe he's joking.
It's got all day to get out.
That's right. That's right.
You know what I'm going to think about a great deal today is that little clear stream up there in Georgia.
Yeah, look,
with you all fishing on.
Well, yeah, but the creeks there, they run clear water unless it rains, you see. And muddy water run off of the soil down into the creek. Well, then the creek would be muddy for a while. Other than that, it was just as clear as that woman had you.
Oh.
But you see, you'd have to find, it'd be shallow here, and maybe right over there, it'd be a deep hole.
Yeah.
Done washed out in there. That's where we'd fish in holes.
That's where they fish in holes back here in Fish Prairie. They go around and find them holes.
Yeah.
Where the trout is. I haven't seen Isaiah. Is he still around?
He's all right. He's over there. I've seen him yesterday evening.
Mm-hmm. I've been wanting to go down there and visit with him and Miss Bessie, and I just haven't done it. I don't know when to catch him.
No, I can't tell you. He come home, Mr. Marley. She got his supper ready. He come home and eat his supper. If he got to get in some wool, he get in his wool. And he go down there and speak to Dodge. Next time you see me in his car, going this way or going that way one. He been got his business tended to. And then he go. He don't stay home like he did when he first come there. So I guess he done find him some other place to go. Oh.
Well, he always stops at your house.
Yes, sir. Most of the time he stopped there. But he hardly ever come in.
Yeah.
He stopped at the steps and asked me how I'm feeling and something like that. He gone.
And that's all the time he has for you.
That's all he has for me, Mr. Marley. Barley.
Oh, shoot. Miss Daisy, I've got a little fish in here I'm going to give you.
Thank you.
And you come in here and speak to Mother a minute.
Well, I wonder why Miss Bessie and Isaiah couldn't come up here some night after Isaiah gets in that car.
Bessie,
Uncle.
Bessie what?
That's a Bessie, Uncle.
He's old sticking
to me. She thinks she sees.
Oh, don't tell me.
She do.
Does she?
She thinks she sees. I'll tell you that movie. Get out.
Well,
yeah.
Get her out.
You
yeah.
Need
to get out and see, you see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She don't know whether she's sick or not. Just sit right there and then look in the front face. You don't know why she get up and eat something. Then she comes up. What in your heart, please? I don't feel good all the time. Plenty of times I don't, but I ain't gonna sit there and feel what's
up. What is that?
Talking about this here?
Yeah.
This was old dress I made me an apron out.
Why, that's It's beautiful.
Isn't?
Thank you.
Why, it is just beautiful.
I tell her I think she's got one for every day in the week, Guy. Haven't you? How many?
I fix them.
Why don't you see that, Miss Daisy?
And they're
that
all pretty. Look at that. And you starch them.
Yes.
Miss Daisy.
Yeah. And now, how do you do that, Miss Daisy? You got a pocket in it.
Yes, I have a pocket. Got two.
Got two pockets. That's nice. Now, what's that down at the bottom? Is that decoration or him or?
Look at that. Guy?
Yeah.
Do you do that?
Yes.
What
I
is
have to do it all, Miss Marla. I ain't gonna nobody do it for me.
Well, what do you call that, Miss Daisy?
Well, it's just a little stone to make it
pretty.
Sure, make this sure. Pretty.
Oh.
Oh. What is that? Little black, little black strip?
Little black
tape.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes, what is that? That's flowers, white flowers against,
yes.
So, brown.
Brown, and white flowers.
That's right.
And that was a dress?
Yes. It was my granddaughter's dress. So she gave it to me before she left here, but I think one, she said, here, friend, we'll make it apron eyes. You see, somebody got paint all over it.
Oh.
I couldn't get it out, but I said, it won't hurt my apron.
No.
It's not noticeable.
Mm-hmm. You see, if I don't show it, nobody will know it's done.
No.
And it takes a lot of apron.
Yes, ma'am, sometimes. It takes people, of course, you see, make it up and do some yarn, get them there, or if I want to come over here, I've got to clean them, put on them to come over here. If I want to go to the store, I've got to clean them, or I'll come back and get that done, or that piece.
And go back in the yard.
That's right.
That's easier than
Miss Daisy, why did people stop wearing aprons?
Aprons?
Yeah.
I don't know. They got too proud.
Why, that's the handiest thing I ever saw.
Well, it is for me. If I ain't got on my apron, I don't feel like I'm fully dressed.
Oh.
Mm-mm.
It's easier to change your apron than it is your dress.
It's easier to change my apron than it is my dress. Easy to wash my apron than it is my dress. I'm going to get over here and see what it's going to do.
Okay.
Let's
see now.